right?
Yeah.
I mean, for Des Moines anyway.
Yeah, yeah. It was so pretty, though.
You know,
I get up in the mornings like that, and you look out, and it literally looks like somebody took a can of frosting and frosted, like, the tree branches.
Right.
I love that.
Yeah, that's great.
I mean, it makes me hungry for frosting, but the point is...
I was just like, yeah, cupcake. Yeah, it kind of sounds good.
Exactly. But it was beautiful, and but it was a little slick on the... exit ramps
yes.
this morning, so
bridges and overpasses,
definitely
gotta watch for them.
Yeah, I wasn't really expecting it, and then it was like, well, okay, I'm sliding a little bit, that's all right. So anyway,
but we made it
and drive safe out there, people.
Yes.
So yeah, and I don't know about you, you know, I have one French bulldog right now, and mm-hmm. She's adorable, but you know, she looks out and thinks, nope, don't love the snow. Now, I used to have a dog who has since passed away years ago from old age, but a chow,
uh-huh.
chow mix.
Yes.
She would live for this weather
right.
and go out, stick her head in the snow, the whole deal, play.
Right.
So I don't know about your...
Oh, no, she hates it.
Yeah.
yeah, if it's, you know, touching your chest, the snow is that deep, she doesn't want anything to do with it.
Yeah.
I have to go out and... shovel, you know, a little racetrack in the yard for her to run around and do her business. But this time, I didn't do that, and she's fine. She's
yeah.
outside walking around in it. She doesn't mind it because it's not as deep. But
yeah.
She's a tiny little princess thing, and she's like, no.
I'm good. I'm yeah. going to be over here.
Right.
If you want to go out in the yard, you feel free.
Yeah. Yeah, she does tend to, like, stick close to the house, you know, where there's, like, no snow.
Right, right.
And I'm like... whatever, do your business.
Just please do it outside.
Right, exactly.
We've gotten a lot of messages this week and people writing in and stuff that, you know, their dogs love this weather and love to go play in the snow and, you know, chase. We've had a couple of people that said, you know, what's it mean when my dog's out chasing the snow? It's like, you know, falling from the sky. I didn't want to say. But but adorable stories like that of dogs in the snow, and that's really fun, and that's great to have them out with you and that sort of thing. Just be sure you don't, you know, leave them out too long and they
right.
get, you know, snow in their foot pads, and make sure you wipe those ice balls out and that
yeah.
sort of thing.
And that happens so quick, too, especially with this, you know, really wet snow, because the body heat just, it freezes like instantly.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, most dogs, you know, that love the snow, they don't care, but.
Yeah. But we care.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. And dogs and cats, they can get frostbite mm-hmm. on
absolutely.
Tips of their ears, their pads of their feet.
Yep. I used to see that doing animal services, animal control stuff all the time.
Yep. You really have to. And, you know, like you said, Dan, I mean, it could happen really quickly, too. So you really have to kind of make sure you're monitoring that sort of stuff.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, don't put your animal through that.
Yeah. I also definitely, you know, people have been emailing or calling. They're noticing, you know, maybe a dog's outside
mm-hmm.
for a long period of time. It's, you know, got no water. It's got no shelter. It's cold. You know, I've always said this work takes a village, watching
absolutely.
Out for animals. So if you see anything, even if, you know, I mean, a lot of people, I think, hesitate. And they're like, oh, it's my neighbor. I feel bad. You
right.
know, I don't. First of all, you can call in anonymous. You
yep.
anonymous reports.
Yep.
So, which we'll follow up on. Two, you know, sometimes it's better to speak up if you're just not sure than not, because, you know, the worst case is you didn't speak up and something bad's happening.
Right. Yeah. I always tell people, if you see something and it doesn't sit right, say something.
Absolutely.
You know, let somebody else go assess the situation.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And to your point, you can remain anonymous. You don't have to say who you are, where you're calling from. It helps sometimes, especially if we need to follow up with something, but
yeah.
you can still remain anonymous, but,
right.
you know, at least have the people that are checking, the authorities going out there, know who, you know, called, so that if they have any follow-up questions, they know who to go talk to.
Yep.
But, I mean, I don't know anybody that's like, oh, yeah, your neighbor over here called in on you. Like, nobody does that.
Right, right.
Because we know how people can be.
Right.
So, yeah, if you see something, say something.
Yeah. So definitely call your local law enforcement first.
Yep.
And then, you know, if you don't feel like you're getting a good response. They're usually really right on those sorts of things. Yeah. But if, you know, you're still feeling not sure, or, you know, whatever's happening, you can also call us at the Animal Rescue League. And we also have on our website, www.arl-iowa.org. There, you can go on there and send us an email also, which a lot of people do.
Yeah.
And then just give us the information sort of thing. But start with your local law enforcement. They're typically, you know, really great and really get on it.
Right. That's the quickest response you're going to get.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So thank you to everyone who has, you know, written or called in and let us know about situations, not just involving dogs and cats, but other species of animals, mm-hmm. too, so we can check on any of those.
Yeah, we've gotten a lot of tips via the website for farm animals. So yep.
Speak up.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. So thank you for that. But the other really cool thing this time of year is it's Valentine's Day coming up. And, of course, one of my favorite things, the carameled apples that the Animal Rescue League sells as a fundraiser. And all the money from that goes back to the Errol's Pets to help support him. But I really like these, not only just because, for those of you who are not sure what Dan and I are talking about because I got sidetracked by caramel apple talk, is the Animal Rescue League sells Valentine's apples every year, and they're apples, and they're covered with caramel, and they're covered with chocolate, and they're drizzled with white chocolate and toffee, and my gosh, they're so good. And, you know,
it's like diabetes on a stick. It's delicious.
It's so good. It's so good. And they're wrapped in this really cool cellophane. They have ribbon, and we put a little tag on them. So they're great gifts because, you know, you're giving this wonderful caramel chocolate apple, but you're also help supporting homeless pets. And they're great gifts for yourself, too.
Oh, yeah. Great. Just cut it up and eat it, you know, whenever you want.
Exactly. Or all at one time.
Right. Whatever. Yeah, you do you.
Exactly. So this year, we also have these really cool boxes.
I know, so I saw that.
Aren't they cool?
Yeah, that's great.
So they're an apple and then a sweatshirt that says Cat Mom and a bag of cat treats. Or the other box is a sweatshirt that says Dog Mom, a carameled apple, and then an apple for your dog, which I had somebody just email me about this. And it's an apple and it's slathered with peanut butter. Mm-hmm. And then it has crushed milk bone treat things on it as well for your dog. So really cool.
It's hilarious.
They are hilarious. Yes.
But the dogs love them. And it's an apple and peanut butter and
crushed treats.
Yeah. Milk bones.
Yep.
So they can have the whole thing, too.
Yeah. Probably not one sitting, you hope.
Well,
maybe.
It depends on the dog, right?
I mean, yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't give it to my 12-pound dog, but, you know, a Great Dane, I'd be like, have at it, buddy.
Yeah. I did get one of those for my French Bulldog, Reese, last year. And I think, like, a week and a half later, she finished it off because she didn't. But you can stick them in the refrigerator.
Yes.
Yeah, and they stay good after you cut them open for a bit. So, anyway, get on our website. Check those out. We're doing pre-orders right now. But definitely get them. You know, we do have limited supply, especially of the dog treat ones. So be sure and get your order in. But they're really fun.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
Really fun. So, anyway, we have gotten quite a few questions submitted this week. And so let's, you know, talk a little bit about some of those. A couple of them were talking about chickens, Dan, actually. Oh, and I don't know if it's because you're here with us, fortunately, but we, you know, call you Dan the Chicken Man for a reason.
Yeah, let's do it.
But one of them was that they have, you know, their chickens inside a coop. And then in the spring and summer, they let them out and they, you know, get their bugs in the mm-hmm. grass and everything else. But in the winter, they're wondering, you know, if there's something they should be substituting for that because it's snow covered.
Right.
And so what happens during those months, and is there something they should be doing to make up for the fact they're not getting it out in the yard?
Sure. I mean, you don't have to, but it's a great idea. But you can get dried mealworms. That's always a good option, and just throw them in the coop in the, you know, the straw or the bedding, and they'll dig through it and find the tiniest little bug piece eat it. So it keeps them busy, you know, when they have to search. But they do make these things, they're called flock blocks. And it's just hard pressed seed with, you know, molasses and whatever. And they last, you know, depending on how many chickens you have, I guess, they last quite a while. But they just peck at it, and it's protein. You're substituting protein, essentially. So great question.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's what I would do. I mean, I wouldn't go, you know, to a store and buy bugs for them.
Right, right. You
could definitely do the dried mealworms.
Yeah, yeah. And it is a good question because you do kind of get to the point where it's like, oh, every day during the spring and summer, they're getting out, they're getting, you know, the grass, they're getting the bugs, that sort of thing. And all of a sudden, it's like, I can't let them out. Now what?
Right.
Yeah. So that's a great question. Great ideas for that as well. So
yeah, any boredom buster is going to be good for them.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it too. So I usually take a cabbage and a head of cabbage, and I have it. If the old days back when I was a child, we had tetherball. I don't know if they still play that or not. Okay, did you?
Yes.
Okay, good. I was not good at tetherball.
Well, me either.
But it's kind of that theory, you know, you put it, you hang it basically on a rope or a chain or something, and then they can just pick at it. And that's something else if you can do it inside or whatever.
Yes. Anything to keep them busy. And I mean, winter's hard on everybody.
It is. It really is. Absolutely. Well, it's time for our first break. When we come back, we're going to keep answering questions and talk more about cool animal stuff. So,
and 40 WHO.
You're listening to ARL Animal Connection, part of our new, more live and local weekends on News Radio 1040 WHO.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. We're back with ARL Animal Connection. I'm Carol, and I'm here with Dan, who's filling in for us this week again with Mick being out a bit here, so thanks, Dan, for coming in. Appreciate it.
Of course.
Yeah, it's fun when you're here.
Wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
Thank you.
At 6 a.m. on a Saturday.
I don't know if that's good or bad, Dan.
So no, I love it.
I'm just
being facetious.
It's fun. You know, people are like, oh, you have to get up early. I was like, I wake up early anyway.
Yeah, it's fine.
You know, it's normal for me.
Right.
I get up for work and get up in here. You know, it's all good.
Yep.
So, you know, we don't talk very often on here for some reason about our pets we have for adoption, where you can see them all on the website.
Yes.
So our website is www.arl-iowa.org. We also have a Facebook page, so you can get on Facebook and search Animal Rescue and get
Facebook
signed up for that.
Is fun.
It is very fun. We also have an ARL Animal Connection Facebook page.
We do.
So again, see, you didn't even know that, did you? Okay. Everybody get on there today and get signed up for the ARL Animal Connection Facebook page. So
yeah, there's Instagram, ARL on Instagram, ARL on Snapchat.
Yep.
We're everywhere.
We are, because we are promoting our pets that need homes. And so you can get on our website and see our pets for adoption. But I do want to note that our wonderful, wonderful photographer, Jessica, and her team of wonderful volunteers that take all the photos of all the pets.
Yes.
Some, you know, it just switches over a lot. So people will email us and say, hey, do you have any of this, that, or the other? Just keep checking back.
Mm-hmm.
Keep looking at that website. We have an app you can also get that'll show you the pets. And two really cool things. One, we have something where you can fill out a form on our website if you're looking for a specific breed. And what it does is it will notify you.
Yes.
Because the minute pets come in, we load them up on Iowa Pet Alert in case somebody's looking for one of the lost pets. Or two, get loaded into our system, and then they will give you a breed alert that it came in.
So which is so smart.
It is. And it'll either be, it could be purebreds or mix.
Oh,
obviously.
Yeah. Shelter gets everything.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. So that's really cool for dogs and stuff. But you should just keep still looking back.
Constantly.
Constantly look back. And then two, on cats, we have your Meet Your Match program. And
Mary still do that?
She does.
She's so wonderful.
She is so wonderful. So our wonderful, wonderful volunteer, Mary, does that. And so those Meet Your Matches go to her, and she will basically send you a list of, you know, anywhere from two to, you know, five or six different cats that match what you're looking. And by that, it's you tell us, are you looking for a lap cat? Are you looking for, you know,
one that will climb the walls?
Exactly. Exactly. Now, we'll say that, but we also want to put on the little caveat there that, you know, if they come into the shelter maybe as an owner unknown and don't get reclaimed, we're giving observations based upon what we're seeing from them at the shelter.
Right.
They can be stressed out at the shelter and go home and be your Velcro kitty. So
right,
we're just gonna But Mary knows those cats really well, spends a lot of time, you know, volunteering.
Yeah, she's like the million-dollar matchmaker.
She is. I tell you what, she matches up so many people with their cats.
Yeah,
so,
that's great.
Yeah. So you can also fill that form out, too, and then we can narrow it down for you as well. And then we do have our summer cat getaway program, although we've changed it to shelter cat getaway now because it's not just for summer anymore.
Right.
And those cats are actually being fostered in homes with our foster homes, and we know a lot about those cats from the fact that they're living in a home.
Right. So, yeah, their behaviors, you know, I mean, some cats don't care where they're at, and they're, you know, the same in both places, but yeah, getting them out of the shelter in a home environment really lets their true personality shine.
Absolutely. It's amazing. You know, a lot of the cats that go into our shelter cat getaway program maybe are those that are really fearful at the shelter. They're, you know, not real sure what's going on. You look at a place like the Animal Rescue League, and I think it's one of the best shelters in the country. Obviously, you know, I would hopefully say that. But,
right.
but it's kind of hard on animals sometimes where they've maybe lived in a home
mm-hmm.
and end up at a shelter and they don't know what's going on. And,
right.
And so they get scared and they're not really sure. And so we send those cats to our shelter cat getaway program with our fosters, and we find out, are they a fearful cat and most of them, to be honest with you, within a few days, they're
a cat.
They are.
Yeah. A normal cat.
Yep.
Yeah. If you, and to your point, the fostering, program is, I mean, if you, you know, don't want your own cat, but you like cats, like the fostering program is where it's at.
Absolutely.
Like, keep them for a couple months, you know, then they get adopted, and then you get a new cat.
That's right. It's like a surprise, because you don't know who we're going to match you up with.
Exactly.
So. yeah, it's a really great program, and we have that for not only cats, but dogs, small animals, farm animals, lots
any,
of fostering.
Any animal. I fostered gerbils
did
through
you
the
really?
Shelter before.
You know, yeah. I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's nice of you.
Yeah. They were so cute.
They are adorable.
Cindy Gerke talked me into it.
Yeah.
I was like, well, of course I'll foster gerbil.
I'm going to remember that when something else comes in, like, hey, damn, I need you to foster 60 chinchillas.
Right? I'd be like, okay.
it's hilarious.
Sounds like a good time to me.
Exactly. But you can always look at fostering. To your point, Dan, that was a great point. It's not just cats, but we need foster homes for all sorts. And some of them are short term as well.
Right.
Where maybe they just need to, you know, recover from a surgery or something we've done. So we already have to take our next break. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to answer some more questions, talk some more about some animals, and we'll be back in just a bit.
Right now, today's top stories from Des Moines News, Traffic, and Severe Weather Station, News Radio 1040.
WHO.
You're listening to ARL Animal Connection, part of our new, more live and local weekends on News Radio 1040, WHO.
Welcome back. We're here with ARL Animal Connection. I'm Carol. I'm here with Dan, and we are talking animals.
Yes.
Talking turkey. Or, you know, cats.
Yeah. Or dogs or gerbils.
Gerbils. Yes. So you fostered gerbils. So tell us about gerbils. Are they good?
Yeah, I mean, they're so cute.
I've never, you know, that's one small animal I have not ever had. I mean, I know them. I know how to feed them and that sort of stuff, but I haven't really personally had them. So what are they good? Would they be good pets for kids or maybe a little older kids? Or
older kids. Yeah. You know, they're super similar to, well, it's weird. It's kind of like a cross between, you know, a mouse and a hamster almost,
yeah.
Because you can for sure handle them, but they don't need to be handled. They're perfectly fine just, you know, staying in their cage. But,
yeah.
You know, it's not like the bigger hamsters that, or a guinea pig even, that,
yeah.
You know, they love to be handled and, you know, pet. Gerbils are just like, meh, kind of like a cat, you
okay.
know? Like, if it's on my terms, it's fine.
So can they live with a friend?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, you can house them together.
Okay. Because yep. hamsters would live by themselves.
Correct.
Yep. Yeah, hamsters are like little tiny teddy bears.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. At least that's what I used to tell my mom when I was trying to talk her into letting me get one because she was petrified of mice and that.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, they don't even have a tail. They're like little tiny bears. So
yeah,
she did
so cute.
Ultimately relent. And I did get my hamsters, but.
Yeah, they're fun.
Yeah, good.
They're fun.
Good. And I assume you do the same thing for a gerbil, like you do the other small pets, put in an exercise wheel. And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
All the same
they love
sort
it.
Of.
They burrow. Yeah, it's, you know, super similar food.
Yeah.
Hamsters, but they do have a tail, but it's not hairless like a rat. It actually has fur on it.
Okay.
So.
A little bit different.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and we get gerbils, I know, so mm-hmm. you can definitely check our website out and
yep.
see when we have them. And all of our small pets are on there as well. So not just our dogs and cats and horses, but we also, every mouse, everything has a name and is on our website as well if you're looking.
Oh my gosh, there's rats for adoption right now.
And we were talking about rats before when we had a question come in about, you know, the best pets for kids. Rats, domesticated rats are fastidiously clean. They're super smart.
They're great.
Yes. So hopefully if people are thinking about getting pets for their kids, they'll consider a rat.
Yeah, and pair them. Always pair rats. They love it. But their names, can I just tell you?
Please.
Linguini.
Okay, that's adorable.
And Gusto.
Okay, that's very adorable.
They are bonded buddies.
Oh my gosh.
And then Emily and Remy.
Okay, that's very cute.
I mean, they're adorable.
My, I'm a big proponent for cats of lots of different toys, and then you rotate the toys.
Yes.
So you can give them toys, and then you should let them play with them for a day or two, and then switch them out and give them other cat toys. And then you can bring in the other toys again and on a rotation.
Right.
Because they all become new again to the cats. And
exactly.
I love, you know, toys like ping pong balls for cats, fishing poles for cats. There's one that's round that looks like a parking garage, and there's a ball in it. They love those.
Yes.
Anything that's like thought-provoking, mentally stimulating, not connected to your hands, because mm-hmm. we don't want to promote playing with fingers and that sort of thing. But my cat Bella has a stuffed rat that is is a cat toy. I mean, it's, you know, big though. It's like, you know, size of a rat or bigger.
Right.
And it has catnip inside of it.
Okay.
And so, and I tell you, she loves this thing. She will get on her back and she'll, you know how they do, and she'll like, you know, cover it in the whole thing.
Yes.
The problem with the rat toy is Bella is a little semi-feral. So she lives in this big area upstairs, so it's just her, and then I have gazillions of toys for her, and she loves me. That's about it, but she loves me.
Okay.
But the problem with the rat is, because she loves the rat, and I don't want to take the rat away because she loves the thing, but you walk in, you think it's a rat, Dan. You do.
I was going to say, wait, is there a problem with the rat, or is this a problem with you and the rat?
Okay, fair enough. It is a problem with me and the rat. So this morning, well, I think it was yesterday morning, I walk in the room, and there's the rat, like right by the door. And it's just like I jump about 6 feet thinking it's a rat. So.
Oh, that's great.
Cats do, and I bought one for a friend because I was telling her this story, and she was like, oh my God, you know, that would freak me out, you know, da, da.
So of course, like, oh, here, have one.
Yeah, so of course I had to go buy her one. Come on. And so I got her one, and then she was telling me her cat loves this toy, loves this
rat
toy.
I'll have to get
one. You will. I think the thing with them that's neat while you're considering cat toys is that the size of it is such they can kind of get it between their legs. You know what I'm talking about?
That natural behavior.
That natural behavior.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so they love the rat. But
I love it.
The rats, and I love rats.
Yeah.
But, you know.
But it looks like a sewer rat.
It does. Yeah. And you don't want to walk in and have a sewer rat sitting
right.
there. So,
right.
So.
There is a toy. A couple of my friends have gotten them for their cats. It was like, you know, some advertisement on Facebook or whatever. But it's a goldfish. And so it's bigger, to your point. But like randomly, or you can turn it on and off. I don't know how it works, but it will wiggle like a fish.
Oh, man.
So the cats love it. And I've seen so many videos of cats with these giant goldfish.
That is hilarious.
Doing, you know, roughhousing around on the floor.
Yeah.
So it kind of sounds similar to the rat.
Yeah. You know, and it's fun with cats and cat toys because when you have multiple cats, like, you know, Bella loves this rat. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, and I bought another rat and gave it to my other cats that are around my house.
Right.
Together. And my other cats are kind of like, yeah, weird, you know? So they don't touch the rat.
Why did she bring a sewer rat into the house?
Exactly. Exactly. So, yeah, they're not like the little tiny catnip mice you see.
Yeah.
They're like sewer rat size. So
I'm going to have to get one.
Yeah, you totally have to get one. They're very funny. So
if my cats don't like it, my dog probably would.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Because your dog isn't much bigger than...
I mean, I actually have a cat that's bigger than my dog.
Yeah, exactly. That'll be funny if your dog starts playing with it. Oh, my God. So in the last couple weeks, and again this week, I had just talked to people that maybe they have a house cat, and for some reason it slipped the door and got outside.
Oh, no. Yeah.
And I know people, you know, at that point start to panic and think they're gone, they're not coming back. But the thing is about these cats, house cats, they're going to stay within a certain radius of your house in most situations.
Yeah.
So they may take off running. But I can guarantee you, in most cases, they're still around your house. So there are things you can do to try to continue to lure the cat back. And the reason I say lure the cat back is because once cats get outside, many of them kind of almost become a little bit more wild again. And it just takes over in their heads.
Yeah.
So some of them, you can sit and see them and call them and they know you and they're like, yeah, no. It's just right. A different thing. So there are things you can do, and we've been sharing these tips, and we actually have information on our website. But if this happens to you or happens to somebody that you know, be sure and pass along, you know, that in most situations, those cats are somewhere. You may not be seeing them, but your cat is still somewhere close. So there are things you can do, like put out their food. We've even had situations where we've taken a litter box that they had used and
yes.
set it outside the door.
I've heard that helping so many times.
It does. It's amazing. It's amazing. All the way to be sure and tell the neighbor kids, hey, if you see my cat, would you let me know? Because then you at least kind of know where to track from.
Right.
But recently, last week, somebody had emailed me and we had been working with them, but the cat had been gone for, you know, over a week.
Mm-hmm.
They went to open the door to let their dog out and the cat walked back in the house after a week. So don't give up.
Right. Yeah. And sometimes, to your point, maybe a week, it may be 2 weeks, but, you know, 9 times out of 10, you'll find them.
That's right.
Post on iowapetalert.com. You know, if you're on Facebook, there's tons of
yep.
lost and found, because really that's to get the word out. And, you know, there's people that's like, you know, their mission. They want to go help look for lost pets. So
yep.
if they see that and they're in your area, they can let you know if they see that animal.
Absolutely. And sometimes, and I know it seems strange, because again, when they're in the house with you, they're sitting on your lap, they come when you call, that sort of thing. But there are situations where once they get out, they're not going to come. You would have to live trap them. And,
yes.
you know, you can get a humane live trap, put it out, and, you know, catch them that way. And
yep.
then, again, once you get them back in the house, they're going to be normal again.
Right. It's that fight or flight mentality that takes over.
Yep.
Yeah, they're like, nope, not going over there.
Absolutely. So don't give up, and be sure and check our website out. We've got lots of tips about, like we were talking about, Dan, you know, hitting up the neighbor kids to watch for you,
yep.
live traps, putting out the litter box, you know, putting food out, putting posters up so people know it's your cat and you're trying to catch it.
Right, and visit your local shelter, too.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, you can call, certainly, but sometimes if you're like, oh, it's a little black cat with, you know, a white spot, and they're like, well, we have 5 of those.
Right.
Or, you know, no, we don't have any of those, but maybe there was one there, they just didn't see it, you know, because there's 20 other animals there. So
yep.
always go and do a personal visit so that you can actually see if it's there or not.
Yep. At the Animal Rescue League, if you come in looking for, we'll walk you through every room in
yep.
the, you know, place. Iowa Pet Alert, we take pictures of every pet that comes up,
yep.
Comes into us, and it's loaded up immediately so you can see if your cat's there.
Yes, and microchip.
Absolutely.
Microchip.
Absolutely.
I mean, I don't know how many times I picked up a, you know, cat or a dog, and I scanned it, and it had a microchip. I called the company. They told me who it was. I either called or drove the animal there, knocked on the door, was like, look who I found.
Yep, yep.
And the people, you know, obviously are always so thankful. But it just makes it so much easier. You don't have to go through all that heartbreak.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I know recently we even had a situation, where after months, this cat was found with a microchip and it matched up to somebody. So, yes. Be sure and check that out, as well. But don't give up. Don't give up. Don't think because your cat ran out the door, it's not around. It is around. So yeah, let's get it back inside.
Somewhere for sure. And if you see a lost animal and you take in a lost animal, thank you.
Yes.
But do the right thing and call your local shelter, take photos, post it. People aren't looking for their lost animal in someone else's house.
Like, right.
Let's be honest. So, you know, while taking in the animal, if you can, is amazing. Just do the right thing and don't think that somebody's not out there looking for it.
Right.
You know, make it known that you found an animal.
Right.
So that somebody else can, you know, come get their pet that's a part of their family.
Absolutely. Think how you'd feel if you're missing your pet. So.
Right. And then it's living, you know, five houses down.
Exactly.
For the last 5 years and you didn't even know it.
Yep. Yeah. Actually just happened to a friend of mine who took in a cat that was stray and then had it at the veterinarian who scanned it, had a microchip, and it was just belonged to somebody who lived close by.
Yeah, and that's, you know, generally what happens.
Yeah.
To your point, the cat doesn't go too far.
That's right.
Dogs are another story.
Yeah.
They'll run to Omaha in 5 seconds.
Well, except for mine and yours, because they don't want to get wet.
This is true. This is true.
Oh, hey, Mick and I got a letter in the mail from Christy, who was writing in about her border collie Bella she had adopted that had recently passed away. I tell you, it was an amazing letter, and I had to put my 14-year-old cat named Oscar down last Friday.
Yeah.
So it hit at a time that was really profound for me and important for me, because it's definitely the reminder of the bond that we have with our pets. And she
Absolutely.
Was writing about this with her dog and my cat Oscar and that sort of thing. And you know, I know people feel like, you know, or say, you know, hey, it's just a cat, it's just a dog, but those of us who work with animals, those of us who live with animals, we know that the bond exists,
right?
And it's more than that, they're family members that we lose. And there's a lot you can do, you know, talk to your friends, that sort of thing. And don't think that your grief and your pain is strange or weird. It's real.
Right. Absolutely.
Yep.
And everybody grieves differently.
Absolutely.
There's not a correct way to grieve.
Absolutely. So, you know, reach out if you need that. But to Christy, if you're listening, thanks for sending me that letter.
That was nice.
It was amazing timing, given what had just happened with my cat.
Yeah.
And I appreciate hearing from you very much. So, also keep in mind your pets also grieve.
Sure.
So if you have other pets, you know, so Oscar, who was the leader of my cat pack at home, you know,
the boss,
his cat buddies who are left now, you know, are kind of reestablishing, but you know, they're going to go through grief too. And
absolutely.
Keep that in mind. And what you should do with that is just try to keep their schedules and everything as normal as possible for them and understand that they're going to go through grief,
right?
Losing their friends as well. So
yeah, it's a whole different dynamic.
It really is. It really is. So we have to take another break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about Coffee Cats and our Humane Action Network and upcoming events at the ARL before we sign off. So Dan and I'll be back in just a little bit.
Awesome.
It's your new morning show, Max and Amy. If you have Monday off, we're working 4:59 to 9.
Join us. We have a couple $1,000 stimulus checks to give away Monday morning. Tune in to News Radio.
Meteorologist Amber Alexander.
At 6:55 in Des Moines, cloudy skies, 27, a wind chill of 17 at News Radio 1040 WHO.
You're listening to ARL Animal Connection, part of our new, more live and local weekends on News Radio 1040 WHO.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to ARL Animal Connection. This is Carol, and I'm here with Dan this morning. We're just wrapping up. I can't believe how fast time flies.
I know, every time
you're
we say
here.
That.
I know. My goodness. So, Coffee Cats, which is located at 312 Fifth Street in West Des Moines, Valley Junction, they have Animal Rescue League cats that are available for adoption. If you haven't been there yet, you definitely got to go.
What a great idea.
It is adorable. And so you go in and you half of the place you can have coffee and sit, but then there's a glass kind of wall. And on the other side, you go and you make a reservation because, of course, they're, you know, careful about social distance and everything. But you make a reservation, you go in, and cats are there roaming around. There's different cat climbing areas, but you can sit on a couch, you can watch TV, you can read a book, and the cats, you know, will come over and sit with you, maybe or not. But we've done tons of adoptions out of there because it's kind of like what we're back to talking about with fostering. It's that real life kind of experience. So,
what a great idea.
Yeah, it's so cute.
And cats.
Yeah.
I could deal with that every day.
Yeah, seriously. So it's adorable. And they also have yoga with cats now every Tuesday morning at 8, Wednesday evenings at 7, and Saturdays at 8. So be sure and check that out. But those are our wonderful Animal Rescue League adoptees, and we're really appreciative of Coffee Cats for letting our cats
be there. First cat cafe in Iowa.
Isn't that cool?
Love it.
And then be sure and check if you're interested in animal welfare legislation and really getting just updates on what's going on with it and what you can do to help with that. We've all seen over the years that, you know, it takes a village of people saying, especially last year, we passed our improved bill on animal care. We'll put it like that.
Yeah.
But be sure and get signed up for that. And then you will get, you know, a weekly e-newsletter or calls to action of, you know, hey, reach out to your legislator and here's the bill number. And not only state, but also federal legislation going on. So if you're interested in that, you can get on our website at www.arl-iowa.org and register to get on our Humane Action Network.
Yeah, it's super easy. You enter your email, PIN, and your zip code. If you want to know who your officials are, you put in your zip code, hit search, and it does all the work for you.
Exactly. We make it really easy, and our wonderful volunteer Bernie does that for us.
Hi, Bernie.
Yeah, hi, Bernie. Hope he's listening. So, he does that for us, which is really great, and it is very easy. I mean, I think he set it up so it's really easy to... A lot of people will say, I'm embarrassed, I don't know who my legislator is, you know, that system...
Right.
It'll do it for you.
Exactly.
Yep.
Don't be embarrassed.
Yeah.
Everybody needs to get involved somehow.
That's exactly right. And, you know, if there's issues that come across and you don't want to get involved necessarily in that particular one, but you more care about this one, you can.